Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. Lots to talk about tonight. Oh, my goodness. In any case, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. Y'all know how we do. I'll keep it 100 with you all. Back and better than ever, it's the Ron Kelly Show. So welcome to another great edition of the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show.com. It broadcasts nationally on the AM FM Broadcasting Network and on my favorite, well, maybe I shouldn't say favorite, but favorite radio stations, WWPL 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Florida. It's the number one talk radio program in Florida. Shout out to my fellow graduates from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, class of 2016. Wow, it's been 4 years already. You know what? It was really a humbling experience. I thought I knew what I needed to know about radio, but they showed me that I needed to know a whole lot more. So thank you so much to the radio personalities who were part of the faculty at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I would recommend it to anybody who wants to get into this crazy business. It's not just about turning the mic on. You got to have something to say, and you got to have a way to say it. So, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, if anybody who aspires to be a radio or television personality. Okay, thanks for joining me, everybody. It's a couple minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on. We are broadcasting on our YouTube channel tonight. Let me turn this music off. Okay, great. Yeah, we're broadcasting on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel as well. I'm not sure how that looks. Somebody log on to the YouTube channel. I can't see it from where I'm sitting. But anyway, everybody, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me once again. Okay, so Joe Biden, as I predicted, now you can look back on my Facebook feed and you can see how many times I said that Kamala Harris would be, should be, and would be. I'm having some trouble with Facebook Live right now. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, I said many, many times that Kamala Harris should be. She should be the Democratic, the presumptive Democratic vice presidential nominee. And as I predicted that she would get chosen, lo and behold, we all shouldn't be surprised. But anyway, she was chosen as the VP, the backup to Joe Biden, this coming general election, November 3rd of 2020. And boy, 2020 has been like, I mean, what else is going to go wrong? 2020 has been one heck of a year so far this year, 2020. I mean, started out okay. You know, I know for me it started out all right. I made some strides and some things that happened for me. The pendulum had swung my way. And then all of a sudden, boom, we have this pandemic, as they're calling it, the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic that has shut down the United States of America. And I think, I guess it had more of an effect on people in the United States because we're used to running around and doing what we want to do, traveling, eating out, sports, you know, just social is what America is all about. And then for it to be stopped, to have to wear masks and all this stuff is just, oh my goodness. And it's just unbelievable. And you look at it and you think you're watching a Netflix movie or something, the way these things have happened. Anyway, we're here and we got to handle our business. So, you know, we have to do what we have to do. But shout out to everybody who's still around. You know, there's 170,000 folks who are no longer around. You know, peace be upon all those people who lost their lives. Why am I having trouble? I don't even think I'm linked up to... I don't think I'm linked up to... You know what? Let me take a quick break, because I don't think I'm on Facebook Live. Let me take a quick break and come right back with more of the show. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
All right, we are back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, Ron Kelly Show. .com. Must have got some technical difficulties going on here. I had to just chop off the first 10 minutes of the show. We're still on blogtalkradio.com and broadcasting nationwide on the AM, FM broadcasting network. I'm not sure what's going on, why I am not. I don't think I'm broadcasting live right now because there's no... Okay, all right, I am. All right, back in better than ever, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Another great edition of the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, broadcast nationally on the AM, FM Broadcasting Network, and on WWPR 1490 AM. Once again, in case they didn't hear it, shout out to my fellow graduates of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, class of 2016. Man, that was a tough 11 months of schooling, but I'm glad I went. You know, I thought I knew everything about radio, and then I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and they showed me that I didn't know jack about radio. Because it's not just about what you say, it's how you present it. Because a radio show is a beginning, a middle, and an end, no matter how many things you're talking about. So it was a very humbling experience, but I learned a lot. Graduated in 2016. So thank you to all the radio personalities who were part of the faculty who showed me the ins and the outs of radio. Everybody wants to be a radio personality. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, my brother. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you, my brother. I can't see other people. There's a few other people. I can't see their names. But thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so there's lots to talk about today. Lots to talk about today. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It's the day of the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so we got Joe Biden, and as I predicted, now everybody knows, I predicted weeks ago, you can look back on my Facebook feed, I predicted weeks ago that Kamala Harris would be the presumptive Democratic vice presidential nominee, and as I predicted, not only did I predict that she would be, I stated that she should be, she was the best choice. Boom, there she is, Kamala Harris. Is the running mate of is Joe Biden's running mate in the 2020 presidential election. Now, and you know, what about all the hate that's being visited on this woman? The hatred that black folks, for the most part, are visiting on this woman. Shout out to Ronald McCready, my fourth grade classmate from school number 9, downtown Jersey City. I won't say how long ago. But anyway, shout out to him. Okay, so as I predicted, as I said, Joe Biden would pick Kamala Harris. Now, Kamala Harris is getting mad hate. She's getting tremendous hate from black folks. Kamala Harris, because there are people who have an issue with her. Shout out to Linda Lombroso, my sister, for watching the program. That's right. Thank you, brother. So, yeah, so there's a lot of hate being visited upon this woman, Kamala Harris. Some saying she's not black, she's not this, she's not that. And Barack Obama went through the same thing. I remember when Barack Obama was running for president 12 years ago. He's not black. He's mixed. He's this, he's that. Shout out to Albert Vega, my brother, DYMusicRadio.com. My brother Albert Vega, spinning the wheels of steel. Since you can't go to no party, you can party at home with Albert Vega, spinning the wheels every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m., I believe it is. It's dymusicradio.com and on Facebook Live. Okay. See, so what's with the hatred that's being visited upon this woman, Kamala Harris? I'm going to tell you why. And also, where were all these people? All lives matter. Back to blue lives matter, et cetera, green lives matter. Where were all these people before Black Lives Matter? I'll tell you about that, too. But first, let me start with this. You know, I was talking to a supermarket executive, general manager, so to speak, just maybe a week or so ago. And we were just standing outside the building. We were chit-chatting, and he just happened to mention how much money they were paying for rent on this building. Now, he told me they were paying like $120,000 a month, $120,000 a month for rent on this supermarket. And so he goes to me, you know what, we would have never put this supermarket in a white neighborhood. I said, okay. And am I thinking, I mean, and this is some eye-opening stuff. I mean, for me anyway. So the man said, he goes, well, you know, I said, well, why wouldn't you put a supermarket in a white neighborhood? He goes, well, and see, these are the people who are seizing upon opportunities in the black neighborhoods, in our neighborhoods, and we are not. But other people are seizing upon opportunities in the black neighborhood, in our neighborhood, making millions of dollars and taking it out of town. So he goes, well, you know, we would never put our supermarket in a white neighborhood. So I go, or in a well-to-do white neighborhood. So I'm like, well, why? So he goes, well, you know, it's like this. See, white people, when they shop, and no offense to the white folks who listen to this program, they all know where my head is at. He says, well, you know, white people are strategic when they shop, he says to me. He goes, you know, white people will buy an apple and an orange and leave the store. You know, see, white people make lists of what they need, and they buy only what they need, and they leave the store. So they might have, so white people may have 5 or 6 items in their basket, and they're good, they leave. Because white people, most white people are strategic. The ones who are not on public assistance are strategic in what they buy. They if they need an apple and an orange and a cucumber, that's all they buy when they go to the store. See, because those folks, and not to say anything about people who want public assistance, they need it, they get it. But those people have to spend their own money when they shop. They spend their money. They don't get money. They don't get public assistance. They don't get what people in the minority community get. So when they go to the supermarket, they're strategic. They're the ones that keep the list on the refrigerator door, and they write, when they see you run out of something, write it down. Milk, peanut butter, you know, bread, whatever it is, or they order it from some of these Fresh Direct or some of these other businesses, Fresh Direct, Instacart, and some of these other companies that, you know, you can just call them up and tell them, I need these five or six items, and they'll bring them to your house. So he says, well, white folks are strategic about what they buy, because they don't get most of them, for the most part, in those neighborhoods, well-to-do neighborhoods, Verona and, you know, some of these other neighborhoods. I'm talking about New Jersey, for example. And a lot of these people don't get public assistance. So they have to be strategic about what they buy. But see, now, he says to me, well, you know, in the black community, I wasn't offended by it because he was right, because he wasn't black. And he goes, well, you know, in the black community, or in the, you know, minority community where people get food stamps, stuff like that, he's like, that's guaranteed money. That's guaranteed money because the people who, the minority people who shop in those supermarkets get public assistance. So they'll get $1,000 a month, $800 a month, whatever it is, SNAP benefits. So when they go into the in the supermarket, they buy up everything. You know, and I've thought about it because in some of these supermarkets I work at, you know, doing my security work part-time, blah, 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 and the people come out and their carts are loaded. And I remember I used to be a cashier at Pathmark years ago, 1997 maybe, 1997, 1998, before I quit. And I think back to that time, and I remember it was in West Patterson, which is a mostly white community. And I'm thinking about, so you know what, he's right, because they weren't shopping. They didn't buy a lot of stuff. They didn't buy a lot of stuff. You know, so he said, you know what, this is why, you know, we would never put our supermarket in the white community. We put our supermarket in the black community or the Hispanic community, minority community, because they get public assistance. And they buy up the whole store when they come in here because they don't care, because they're getting money from public assistance as opposed to someone else, well-to-do white folks who don't get public assistance. So they're more strategic about what they buy than we are. And I'm like, well, you know what? He's right. He is 100% right, because when you're getting money, it's not to say that, you know, there's anything wrong with getting money from the government. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. Any of you who might be ready to seize upon the opportunity to come at me. But I wouldn't say it's a problem, but that's what happens when people are getting money from the government. You know, if I'm getting $1,000 a month from the government, I'm gonna be eating lobster tails and shrimps and crab legs. I'm gonna be eating well, because hey, it ain't my money. I'm not, you know. And that's not to say that everybody thinks like that, but that's where I would be. I know I would be. This brother right here would be buying crab legs and lobsters. I don't get money from the government, so I have to be strategic when I shop. You know, I buy only what I need. I don't buy nothing else. Because most of the time, stuff go bad anyway, because I don't really cook. So I'm like, wow, you know, he's right. And see, these are the opportunities that people seize upon to come into the minority community, make millions of dollars, and leave. So the money, you know, the money does not circulate in the community. It's gone as soon as you swipe your card. The money's gone. Those people go home. A lot of them live in New York. For example, I can't talk about Chicago or Colorado or some of the other places where the Ron Kelly Show was heard, broadcast live through the AM, FM Broadcasting Network. But I said, you know what? What he said, it makes a lot of sense. So you see folks coming into the black community and rehabbing buildings. You know, so when you rehab a building, you get a bunch of people in there on Section 8. Let's say you got 8 apartments, 10 apartments in the building, and you put 8 Section 8 people's in there. That's guaranteed money. The money don't even come to them. It comes to you. So it's guaranteed money. And that's what some of these people are looking for, guaranteed money. So there's a lot more money in the hood than what we think. And people seize upon the opportunity to come into the black community and make crazy money, Chinese restaurants, stuff. And I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm not saying that they're wrong. The people, you know, shouldn't seize upon an opportunity. I'm not saying that they're wrong, because we allow it. And not that we can stop it, but, you know, these are the issues that go on in the black community. And this is why you know, we have somebody, the money doesn't circulate in the black community because we give it to somebody else and it's gone right away. They ain't rehab. They don't live here. They don't spend here. They don't shop here. They don't do ish here. So the money goes right back out of the community as soon as it gets spent. So, yes, so I'm like, you know what? It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that they would put it, a supermarket in a minority community to get SNAP, because people who get money are going to just spend. They're not going to care about, you know, be strategic about how they spend their money. It's a spend. I'm getting $1,000 next month. So, you know, I'm going to eat good all the time. So, yeah, so I just caught my attention with that. And this is what happens. This is when people seize upon the opportunity to come into the black neighborhood community, minority community, black Hispanic community, and seize upon opportunities to make millions and millions of dollars. And we spend millions and millions of dollars and get no return on our investment. All right, let me take a quick break. I'll come right back with more of the show. I'm going to talk about Kamala Harris and all y'all out there hating. I got something for you. I got something for you. In just a few seconds. So I'm going to take a quick break, everybody. Take a sip of water, whatever the case may be. Give me a chance to think. And I'll come right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Broadcast live across America on WWPR 1490 AM and on the AMFM Broadcast Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
That's right. Do not get it twisted, everybody. Don't get it twisted. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Find something you love. Find something you love. I love doing radio. I love the Ron Kelly Show, and I love doing radio. It's spiritual for me. It's rejuvenating. So find something you love and do it. Find something you love and do it. Tell you'll be a lot more miserable than you might be right now. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, broadcast across the United States of America on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. 80,000, 90,000. I forget what the guy told me. People who listen to the Ron Kelly Show every week. And wow. Born from a community radio station, Yes, Lamont. Shout out to Lamont Gates, my radio brother, Lamont Gates. Amen to the hobby. It's actually a true career. Yes, it is a career. It ain't no hobby for me. I mean, it was a hobby when I first started way back in, 2005 maybe, somewhere around there. William Patterson University, where Lamont Gates, a graduate of William Patterson University. I actually met Lamont Gates. Lamont Gates had a radio show up there. I had a radio show there as well. How I got started, William Patterson Radio, WPSC, something or other, AM, had one square mile of broadcast power. So shout out to Bilal Hakim from Patterson, who used to. Probably had the only radio in Patterson that could get my show And Bilal Hakim used to play my show down on Broadway in Patterson years ago. Bilal Hakim, when my show was community radio, when I was inviting different various local politicians, sheriffs, and Chief Kazmark, the mayor of West Patterson, well, mayor of Woodland Park now, different freeholders, and the sheriff, Birdnick, and some of the other people. There's so many folks that have invited on the Ron Kelly Show. It helped me cut my teeth on radio. And enough about that. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I'm going way, way back. Ron Kelly Show, what used to be a community radio show, it is now a powerhouse in the news talk radio game. Okay, so we're on YouTube right now. The Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is live and kicking and pumping right now. I'm on it right now, so do go over there. If you got issues with Facebook, you can go over there. You can check out the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so thank you, Linda Lombroso. We love it. Thank you, Linda Lombroso. I need about a million more Linda Lombrosos, and maybe I can quit my job and just become a full-time radio personality. But we'll get there. We just have to keep going. Right, Lamont Gates? Right. Okay, so Kamala Harris, as I predicted, Kamala Harris is the presumptive Democratic vice presidential nominee. And the vitriol and the hatred visited upon this woman, Kamala Harris, has been, wow. Just unprecedented, the hatred being visited upon this woman, Kamala Harris, because of her alleged record as a prosecutor years ago. She started out, she was a DA, San Francisco district attorney. Kamala Harris, who's never lost an election, by the way. She's never lost. She ran for San Francisco DA. She won. She ran for the to be the attorney general of the whole state of California. She won. Then she ran to be a senator with Barbara Boxer. Senator Barbara Boxer retired, and Kamala Harris ran in her place. She won. So she's never lost. She's never lost an election. Not yet. You know, I thought that the issue would be with Kamala Harris' husband, because her husband is white. And, you know, her husband, Doug Emhoff, who's a lawyer, entertainment lawyer, Hollywood lawyer. And I thought that he would be the issue. You know, when people started visiting hate upon this woman, I thought that, you know, the noise would be that, oh, she's got a white husband. No, it's about her alleged record. Back in the day, shout out to Ronald McCready, who says they're complaining about Ms. Harris, that nobody's complaining about Trump sabotage the post office. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. You know, but I don't want to interrupt the rap wars that people are. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. Now, there's nothing wrong with rap wars. There's nothing wrong with paying attention to nonsense. You know, there's nothing. Well, I wouldn't call it nonsense, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, but we better start paying attention. So Kamala Harris's record. And I looked it up, and I read up on Kamala Harris. She's not as bad as anybody thinks she was. See, what we have to understand is, you know, you're gonna blame the landlord for kicking you out rather than, you know, blaming yourself for not paying the rent. You know, you can't do it. You got to pay your rent to avoid getting kicked out. You know, you got to pay your rent. So people get mad at the landlord, get mad at the sheriff's department, whoever else that comes and knocks on your door and throws you out on the street. And people get mad at the landlord. Why are you getting mad at the landlord? You should be mad at yourself because it was you that didn't pay the rent. So the same thing with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was, I'm not going to go into the numbers and all of that stuff, which I did, and it's just not true. What people are saying about Kamala Harris is not true. It's not true. Everybody wants to be a radio star. It's not true. But Kamala Harris was a prosecutor. What was she supposed to do? Like, you know, burp you and give you a bottle and put you to bed? What was she supposed to do? She was a prosecutor. That was her job, to put people in jail. Now, did Kamala Harris put people in jail who didn't deserve to be? No. Did she falsify evidence to get people locked up? No. Did she suborn perjury to get other people to lie? I mean, was she behind the scenes? No, she did her job. She's a prosecutor. She's supposed to prosecute people. The people, most of the people who she locked up was guilty. And anybody's all, she locked people. She ain't locked up. No, you got yourself locked up. Knock it off. You got yourself locked up. I don't have no record. I had a license to carry a firearm. You know why? Because I chose not to go to jail. That's why. So all of this vitriol and nonsense being visited upon this woman because she did her job, she did her job. Stay your ass out of jail. She did her job. She was a prosecutor. That's what prosecutors do. Was she caught up in a conspiracy? Did she falsify records? Did she, you know, did she plant evidence on people? No. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. Was she caught up in anything? Her whole life, they looked, you know, under Kamala Harris's skirt. Let me tell you, to vet her for the vice presidential nomination, they checked everything. They couldn't find anything. She never did anything wrong that anybody knows about. So all of this nonsense about she, I mean, come on. We visit vitriol on each other. We, meaning black folks, more than anybody else. We visit vitriol on each other more than any other race or ethnic group, should I say. We, us. Because we have to beg each other to buy black. Buy black. Why I got to beg somebody, a black person, listen to my radio show or advertise on my radio show? Or if I'm selling something, buy black. Why I got to beg my own people to do business with me? Why? Because we are so quick to tear each other down. Why we have to beg black owned, black this, black that? White people did that, we'd be up in arms by white. We'd be marching around their store if white people did that. By white. I mean, I get it that, you know, that black folks are marginalized in the business world. I get that. But, you know, some communities, like the Jewish people, for example, they give each other money. If somebody wants to start a business, they give them money. They give each other money. We don't do that. But the Jewish people, they give each other money. Their money circulates in the community 13, 14, 15 times. You know how many times the black dollar circulates in the black community? Zero. Zero. Not at all. And whose fault is that? So we want to visit the vitriol upon this black woman instead of celebrating, like, okay, you know, who cares if she's not black or she's not 100% black? Who gives a damn if she's not 100% black? So what? Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States in 4 years or less if the Biden-Harris ticket wins in November. Kamala Harris is going to be the first female president of the United States of America, and she's going to be the leader of the Democratic Party, and she's only 55 years old. She's not that old, so she's got some time. Kamala Harris is going to be the leader of the free world. So you better show this woman some respect. She's got a bad record. Her record sucks. Hey, so what? Kamala Harris didn't go on some lockup spree and try to purposely lock up black folks. She locked up people She locked up people who got locked up. That's what she did. I support Kamala Harris. I support her. And I'm glad, she's the best candidate. She was a DA, so they can knock it off with the law enforcement nonsense, kill the police, stop the police. She worked with the police. She was the attorney general. She was the highest ranking law enforcement official in the whole state of California, which is the largest state in the United States of America. She was a DA of San Francisco, which is no small joke either. Then she was the Attorney General of the state of California. Then she became a senator, the United States Senator. She's got the best credentials. She's got the look because she looks good. She's got everything. She's got everything. And she's going to be the president. If they win, I'll say it again. If they win in November, Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States. Because Joe Biden, God bless him, you know, I don't think anything's going to happen to him, but Joe Biden will be 81 years old when his first term is up. And I doubt very seriously if Joe Biden is going to run again at 81 years old. I doubt it. So Kamala Harris will be the presidential nominee, Democratic presidential nominee in 2024. Kamala Harris. And she will be the president of the United States. So celebrate this woman. Don't knock her, kick her back in because of, you know, her record, what she did 20 years ago. Who gives a damn? So what? So what? Kamala Harris didn't commit any crimes. She didn't lock up nobody who didn't deserve to be locked up. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, she worked within a system. She worked within the system. She didn't create the system. She worked within the system, but she didn't create the system. The system was there long before she got there. And it's still there long after she's gone. So show this woman some respect. Kamala Harris, her record, and see, it's not as bad as people say. See, because that's what happens in the black communities. We want to look at the rap. You know, we want to look at the rap. We want to look at the rap competitions, but then we just go about what we hear. You know, I see it so often how our people, how we repost and retweet and I don't see none of y'all on Twitter, but share. In other words, that's how they say it. Share on Facebook. I don't never share anything, but how we share on Facebook. And we be sharing the most outrageous nonsense, stuff we haven't looked up, stuff we haven't checked out, you know, stuff from crazyjoeblow.com, and we'll post it. Nonsense. Post it. Ping. You know, we'll post it. Anything you'll do. Because we're looking for sensationalism. We're looking for likes. We're not looking to be right. We're looking for likes. Posting the most outrageous nonsense on Facebook. And I can't believe that so many people that respond to this stuff. Like, give me a break. What's going on here? But freedom of speech is America. First Amendment. But anyway, yeah, so we repost and share nonsense. That's not even true. And Kamala Harris didn't run. I've read up on Kamala Harris since for the last couple of days. I've been reading stuff that nobody else would read about Kamala Harris. And did she lock up some people? Yes, she did. Did she commit a crime to lock up anybody? No. No. I never been in the system. I have brothers that have been in the system, that lived in the system. I've not been in the system now. I'm not gonna say I never committed a crime, maybe I just never got caught. But I have no record. So I support Kamala Harris. Her record is not as bad. And people will take a break from the sensational nonsense of who got good kitty and all of this stuff. If people, good coochie or whatever the case may be, we would move away from that nonsense and read about Kamala Harris. I mean, really dig in and read about her. You'll find that she wasn't as bad as people say she is. Because the innuendo and the nonsense and the craziness gets passed around all the time. Nobody checks out anything. Just, say it. So support this woman. Support Kamala Harris. She's not as bad as people say she is. I'm not going to go through the numbers of what she did because that's boring. I'm not going to get into that, what she did, how many people got locked up, what her position was. I will say this. Kamala Harris, when she was a DA in San Francisco, started took a more aggressive policy toward She took a more aggressive policy toward locking up people, domestic abusers, and pedophiles. This early on in her career, she took a very aggressive stance toward locking up. When she was a DA in San Francisco, she took a very aggressive stance. Matter of fact, she created a department that's still there. She created a department that's still there that was tough on domestic abusers and pedophiles, the most two most reprehensible scums of the earth that you can find. And that department is still, that department still exists in the San Francisco DA's office today. So don't believe everything you hear. Don't be a sucker. Don't believe everything you hear. Okay. Ooh. Okay, 19 minutes left. One more break. I'm being told. One more break, and I'm going to smoke a cigar. In any case, we'll be back with a little more what's left of this program on blogtalkradio.com and on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. We'll be back in a minute, I should say, with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I love golf, and I have some of the greatest golf courses in the world. I own Doral. I own some of the great, one of Turnberry in Scotland would have the British Open, some of the greatest British Opens in the history of golf. I mean, some of the great, Jack Nicklaus against Tom Watson. They say the Duel in the Sun, right, folks? The Duel in the Sun, the greatest tournament ever played was at Turnberry. The Duel in the Sun, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson. So I have the greatest stuff. But you know what? And I love golf. But if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I own Doral in Miami. I don't think I'd ever see many of the places that I have. I don't ever think I'd see anything. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off, make great deals, right? Who's going to leave? Who's going to leave?
Oh, who's going to leave? You did, you lying bastard. Anyway, oh, my God, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com, AMFM Broadcast Network, WPR 1490 AM, the number one talk radio station in Florida. And we're Doral, the Trump golf course. Just a liar. Just a straight up, I know crackheads that lie less than he does. Unbelievable. Anyway, everybody, it's August 13th, I think it is, 2020, I think. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. Don't forget, go get that Lifeline screening. I had mine today, Lifeline screening. They don't take insurance, but you can't put a price on your health. Lifeline screening, they check your carotid artery for blockages. They check your entire circulatory system from head to toe. They do a sonogram into your chest cavity to see if you are eligible for aortic aneurysm, which happens right here underneath your breastplate. Right there is where the aortic aneurysms usually take place. And, you know, as you know, they're devastating, and and most people don't recover from aortic aneurysm. They usually just die. So, it was a carotid artery. They even check you for osteoporosis. You never know when that's going to start happening. So I was like, okay, do it. Anyway, yeah, I was there today. preliminarily. But what they said, if there's something wrong with you, they send you to the hospital. They didn't send me to the hospital. They sent me home. So, you know, and you get the results in a couple weeks. You get the results in like within 3 weeks. They send you the they mail you the results. But if you were in danger, if you go there and they do their thing on you and you're in danger, they will send you to the hospital. So they didn't say, "Am I in danger?" They said, "No." I said, "Okay, thank you." And I'll get the results in a couple of weeks. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little wellness. Don't wait until something happens because you might wait too late. So there's nothing wrong with health and wellness, preventive maintenance. That's what I call it. And so it is not the first time. I've been there several times. A couple of times I've been there, and you know, and it's better to know than to not know, you know. So I'm fine, and I recommend it to anybody. Lifeline Screening, lifelinescreening.com. I should make them pay me for this. Lifelinescreening.com. It's, like I said, you got to pay cash, but you can't put a price on your life because this is all they do. This is not where you go to a general practitioner and he has all these skills. These people are experts in the respiratory and circulatory system of the body. These people are experts, experts. And that's all they do. Stroke assessment, heart attack, blocked arteries, aortic aneurysm, circulatory system throughout your entire body, where they actually look through your veins to see if there's anything wrong. And they look through my veins. Today, there's nothing wrong, so I'm good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. Those of you who, everybody who skipped, who hasn't gotten the coronavirus, God bless you, you know, because the clock is ticking and more people are dying. Okay, Ronald McCready, my brother, referenced, made a reference to, and I want to go back to that, made a reference to the post office. Yeah, Trump. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, what are we going to do with this guy? You know, it's not going to be easy to get him out of office. You know that. It's 12 minutes before the hour. 48 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock. It's not going to be easy to get this man out of office. And, you know, oh, wow. There's a lot of people. Oh, I'm not on Facebook. Okay. Come on, have sure, Joey. Let me see. Sure, Joe. Oh, man, I didn't even see these people. What is this? Okay. I didn't see. Wow. Joey Gold is. Sharon Allen Chambers is on. Wow, I didn't even see you guys. My apologies. Okay, Joey Gold wants to call into the program. Horizontal. Willie Brown, sure. Joey Gold wants. Come on, Joey Gold. Call into the program. You want to get at me? Come on. 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Joey Gold, you got 11 minutes and 32 seconds to call in. You want to get at me? Come on. And anybody else who wants to get at me from the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is 646-668-2838. Okay, so yeah, so we brought up Ronald McCready, my grammar school brother, brought up something about the post office, and see, people are not paying attention. You're not paying attention to what Trump is doing behind the scenes. You're not paying it. Somebody's not paying attention. All right, Joey Gold, where you at? Call in. You want to get at me? Come on. How long ago was that to Joey Gold? Okay, and Sharon Allen Chambers, I am on Facebook. Something was wrong with the Facebook feed, Sharon Allen Chambers. Wow, y'all are something else. Appreciate you. Thank you so much, everybody. Okay. There's about 10 minutes left to the program. So Trump knows that he's going to lose. Trump knows he's going to lose. See, because what's going to happen with Trump is that once Trump loses, everybody's going to seize upon his ass, right? Because you already got the Deutsche Bank scandal, the $2 billion that they loaned him with no visible, the Deutsche Bank scandal with no visible no visible collateral. That's the word I was looking for, collateral. And, you know, so we got that going on. You got the, you know, his lawyer, the Michael Cohen business. And, the, you know, all of this stuff is, you know, all of this stuff is, all of this stuff is going to rear its ugly head when it's time for Mr. Trump to leave office. And I truly believe that, and I don't know this for certainty, but I do believe that Vladimir Putin has something on Donald Trump. Shout out to Linda Labrazo that says, shout out to Ronald McCready. First, I should say that I'm glad he picked a very intelligent person. Yes, Kamala Harris is very, very smart. She's no joke. Ronald McCready also said she must have done a great job in California because they elected her a senator. Absolutely. Sharon Allen Chambers, love you, my sister. Sharon Allen Chambers, my childhood. Can I say childhood, Sharon Allen Chambers? Well, we were teenagers back in the day. Storms Avenue in Jersey City. Shout out to Linda Lombroso, who said she did her job and was good at it. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers for watching the program. Thank you so much, Sharon Allen Chambers. Sharon Allen Chambers is going to find me. See what I'm saying? I love Sharon Allen Chambers. That's why she got the Ron Kelly Show gift pack. That's why Sharon Allen Chambers got that. Sharon Allen Chambers will find me. She will look far and wide. Thank you so much, Sharon Allen Chambers. Love you, my sister. And shout out to Linda Lombroso, who says Trump killed the Republican Party. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, but when I'm streaming next week, I gave Joey Gold and some of the people who are posting, who are chatting with me on Facebook, on the YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Sharon Allen Chambers and Joey Gold and some of the other people who have been texting. And I didn't even know. I got to pay more attention. I need another computer screen. That's what I need, another computer screen. So I'm going to get another computer so I can watch everything that goes on with the Ron Kelly Show. Okay. So, yeah, Trump. Linda Lombroso. Wow, Linda Lombroso said she didn't get a gift back. All right, I'll hook you up, Linda Lombroso. We're gonna hook you up. We're going to hook you up, Linda Lombroso. Yes, you are a top fan, too. You are a top fan, too. So we're going to make sure we get put together. I'm going to put together a gift pack for Linda Lombroso. Once I get information, I will send it out. So, Linda Lombroso, I gave it to you behind the scenes. You can get a gift back because you're a top fan as well, as Sharon Allen Chambers. Okay, so, where was I? Oh, okay, yeah, so no problem, Linda Lombroso, no problem. You're a great fan. You, Lamont Gates, Ronald McCready, so many of you who I really appreciate checking in with me, because Ron Kelly's show, I'm not sending the nonsense out. I'm talking opinion based on facts, not opinion based on opinion, because that kind of crap don't work. We can be the angry, activist, nonsensical clown, but we don't do that here. I'm a trained radio personality with a personality. Okay, so. Okay, yeah, so the post office. So Trump is trying to take over the post office. Taking over the post office. Taking over. Put one of his people in the post office. And see, this will be, we got to pay attention to the stuff. You know, I know who got the best coochie and all of that stuff matters to some of y'all, and, you know, some of the nonsensical questions y'all be asking. But we got to, you know, we got to take time away from that and pay attention to some of this stuff. Now, Trump, he put in somebody who never worked in the post office, has no postal experience whatsoever, and who was one of his donors. Trump is committing obstruction of justice, and he's performing criminal acts right before our very eyes. Right before our very eyes. Now, okay, he knows that the Democrats want to do, but he knows he's going to lose. That's number one, you know. The orange guy knows he's going to lose. He knows that. So, okay. So now he knows, and now secondly, he knows that the Democrats want to do universal mail-in balloting. Trump does not want that. He wants people to come to the polls. Because when those people putting their ballots in the mailbox, they're going to be thinking about him and why we're where we are. So he doesn't want that to happen. So number one, he knows he's going to lose. Number two, he doesn't want universal balloting. So what does he do? He puts a friend of his, somebody who has no postal experience whatsoever, to be the postmaster general of the United States, a million plus or 100,000, whatever, how many employees are under the auspices of the postmaster general, who's already cutting the overtime, who's telling people, look, if you don't finish your route, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If you don't finish your route, go back to the post office. We'll worry about that mail tomorrow. So it just gets backed up and backed up and backed up and backed up. Because for most, and I know a lot of people who work at the post office. I know a lot of people who are mail carriers. And it's impossible to deliver that mail in 8 hours. It's impossible. It's just impossible. So Trump is trying to disrupt the mail, the postal service. You got to pay attention to this stuff. See, because Trump, he says, if we're not careful, Trump is going to steal this election. If we're not careful, Trump will steal the election. And y'all still be crying about Trump, but you didn't do nothing about it because you was comparing coochies on Facebook. Oh, God. Shout out to my people on the YouTube, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Thank you for watching that program. See, this show came from nothing. Nobody was listening to the Ron Kelly Show when I first saw it. Nobody. Shannon Chambers got the PO job. Oh, Shannon Chambers, you work for the post office? Oh, we got to talk to you, Shannon Chambers. But you don't work outside, though. You work inside the post office. You customer service or something. You don't, congratulations that you got the job in May, but you don't carry the mail, though, I don't think. I think you do customer service behind the scenes stuff. But, you know, we're going to talk to Shannon Chambers anyway. You know, shout out to the people who are watching the Bron Kelly Show on the YouTube channel. With Lamont Gates, I sent the number to Joey. I put the number on the live chat feed, and but Joey Gold said Kamala Harris is as black as Elizabeth Warren is Native American. And then he made reference to Willie Brown. Willie Brown was the mayor of San Francisco, brother, black man, who Kamala Harris dated back in the day. And Kamala Harris was banging back in the day. Let me tell you, she was a true hottie. Anyway, so I'm pushing my nose like I'm sniffing something. Anyway, so Joey didn't call in. Well, maybe he left, Lamont Gates, but he'll be back. You know, I have another computer I'm going to set up during the week, so this way I can monitor to Blog Talk Radio, my computer screen, Blog Talk Radio, and monitor the YouTube channel. But yeah, so Trump is attempting to take over the post. He's taken over the post office, and his crony is slowing down the mail, taking away the overtime, doing all kinds of stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. So everybody, you know, pay attention, because Trump is trying to steal this election. We don't want to let him do that at all. Okay, there's about a minute and 15 seconds left of the program. I want to thank each and every one of you and the thousands of people across the United States of America who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. And my people in Tampa Bay, I got to get down there and do a live or maybe I'll do something inside WAPR studios or somewhere down there. Once the coronavirus kind of calms down a little bit, I'm going to go down to Florida and do something down there. The people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show in Tampa Bay, Fort Lauderdale area of Florida. All right, 42 seconds left, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you right back here next Thursday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, I like to say that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. Thank you to my YouTube peoples. And wash your hands and use just a hand sanitizer. Don't believe the hype. Do what you need to do. Stay safe. All right. And with that, I think I'm done. Oh, wow.